Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Church celebrates the memorial of St. Damasus I, who was Pope in the 4th century, died in the year 384, and who stood out particularly for his veneration of the martyrs and his promotion of the cult of the martyrs. He adorned their burial places with sacred verse. And for today's second reading in the Office of Readings, St. Augustine is presented his defense of the veneration of the saints, which he explains, there's Christians today who don't understand why the Catholics venerate saints. We have images of them in our churches. And St. Augustine explains this very well. First of all, pointing out that it's not worship. There's a clear distinction. There's never been any confusion among Christians and in the Catholic Church regarding the difference between veneration of saints and the worship of God. And in particular, St. Augustine talks about the martyrs whose bodies were placed, buried, and kept in chapels and venerated. But he points out that never did any bishop or priest offer sacrifice to Peter or to Paul. We offer you this sacrifice. No, always to God. The reason that we venerate the saints, he points out, is because they inspire us, they encourage us. Their example is for us then a model of how we should behave or hope to behave. And it points out another beautiful doctrine and fact of God's creation and plan for salvation, that is, that we are one family, even with those who have left this life. And those saints that we venerate, they're not dead. They're just not here. They're very much alive in heaven already, enjoying the beatitude and being with Christ. They can intercede for us, and with their prayers and intercession can help us to imitate that, well, first of all, to imitate Christ, who we worship as God, but also then to look to them and follow in their footsteps. So the veneration of the saints is part of the doctrine of the communion of the saints, which means those of us who are living in grace, connected with Christ in his church, part of the mystical body, but still on earth in the struggle, as well as the church triumphant in heaven, all of those saints, as well as the angels, and with God, with Christ our Savior, who is the head of this church, the head of the family of God. It's important for us to know the history of salvation, because salvation isn't an idea or something that happens merely in the heart of each individual. It unfolds in history, and God foretold it, just as we're celebrating now Advent. Christ, the Messiah, was foretold from the beginning, from the book of Genesis. Already he was indicated, so was Mary. And then all through the history of Israel, God revealing himself, making a covenant with the people, and then keeping his promise. He sent our Lord. Likewise, since Christ then won the victory, before he ascended into heaven, he established the church on earth and appointed the apostles to lead the church, and through the ages has been raising up saints who are the glory of God, who are our models. The whole purpose of human existence is to give glory to God and to be with him, to serve him, to know him, to love him, to serve him, to be with him, happy forever in the next life. Today's gospel, to close, present the words of our Lord, which are the invitation to all of us to seek our rest in him, who alone can give us true peace, the King of Peace, who we are waiting to welcome on Christmas. He says, "Take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." And he's addressing all you who labor and are burdened. And who is that, if not all of us? Who's not burdened by the sad concerns of this world, and most of all, by that heavy spirit of self-reliance, as though everything was up to man? Jesus invites us to come to him, to not be burdened by the false concerns of men and of this world, but like the saints, to seek him and to find in him our rest, the security of salvation. He's concerned for those who are suffering and wants to offer all of us his peace. We have only to take his yoke upon us, and that yoke is his grace. It's also the cross, but the cross is a grace. And in the image of the yoke from agriculture, has the idea is that there's a strong partner and a weaker partner. It's usually, you know, the ox that has been pulling the plow for years is the lead, and a young calf, well, not a calf, but a young steer or ox is paired with the older one, because the older one has discipline, knows how to do what he's supposed to do, follow the directions of the plow master, and he's strong. So the younger one is paired with him, and that's what our Lord is saying, that we pair ourselves with him, and then he will do the work, he will show us the way, he'll keep us straight, because we can't veer if we're connected with him through this yoke. All of the saints learned that lesson, and Saint Damasus encouraged us to venerate, especially those martyrs whose example should encourage us and give us motivation to follow. Jesus sustained them, and he will sustain us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.